Well, good morning. Welcome everyone on a special Mother's Day Sunday, and happy Mother's Day to all our ladies. So glad that you all are here and we celebrate you today. Couple announcements as we begin. First of all, just a reminder that this week we will have a leadership team meeting here on Thursday, May 18th at 7 o'clock p.m. So if you're part of that team, please take note of that. Make sure you get it on your schedule or on your calendar. If you're like me, you need to write it down on your calendar. That way you remember. Also, just a reminder that VBS will start on June the 19th. That is a week-long thing. It's just not a one-day thing. It is a week-long program, and so the children are welcome to be a part of that. I think they even have something for the junior high group. Nothing for the senior high group. That'd be high school, but they do have some things for the junior high group for Vacation Bible School. Of course, that is held at the Sangersville Church of the Brethren, and all the churches, really local churches, a lot of them come together to be a part of that. It's a big program. Usually there's over 100 kids that are a part of that program. So we just praise the Lord for that, and we're praying for those that are preparing it. Also, just a reminder, if you haven't got one, there are directories there in the Northex, and you are welcome to grab one of those. There's no cost to it. There's a box sitting there on the table, and just get one out, and you're welcome to take that home. Welcome to take that home with you. Again, we appreciate Alan Landis for all his work on that. Are there any other announcements that you'd like to share at this time, Nancy?
I can't believe that it's auction time.
Yes.
So I forgot to put additional in the bulletin. But the auction is coming up this Friday and Saturday.
Yes. The auction on Saturday, I think, starts at 9 a.m. Is that right?
I think so.
Yeah, I think that's what Helen told me earlier.
Friday evening is an auction as well.
Yes, okay. So, and of course, there is booklets on the Narthex table as well. If you wanted to get more information about the disaster relief sale,
there's
schedules there and booklets.
We'll start Friday evening with a tenderloin dinner and
yeah.
The auction Friday night.
Yep. Thank you, Nancy. And for all those that will be helping with that, we just pray that goes well and that there's good attendance and good support, good fundraising. We know it will go to help many people in need. And so we just praise the Lord for that. Are there any other announcements that you'd like to share at this time? There is an insert inside of your bulletin that is a Mother's Day prayer. And I'm going to share this prayer with you. It says, Lord Jesus, today we thank you for the gift of mothers. We thank you for the tenderness they show us, for the comfort they afford us, for challenging us, for understanding us, and sharing with us your wonderful ways. We especially thank you for their loving actions and for the time they take to nurture us with your guidance. Bless them today and always with the knowledge of how important their responsibilities are. Continue to give them the compassion, wisdom, and courage they show us daily. We remember our mothers who are now in your eternal care. May all our departed mothers rejoice with Jesus, our blessed Savior, while enjoying their heavenly home. And we'll say together, amen. Amen.
Thank you.
Let us stand together for our morning call to worship. You'll have this inside of your bulletin. This coming from portions of 1 Corinthians chapter 13. It says, if I speak in tongues of men or and of angels, but have not love, I am only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. And is not proud. Love is not rude. It is not self-seeking. Love is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. Love always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. Let's turn our hymnal now to page number 2, Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing. Take just a couple minutes to share with you our praises and our prayer requests. If you would continue to put on your prayer list Shirley Ware. Shirley, maybe you got the email, prayer request email, as well as maybe the phone call for the prayer chain. But Shirley Ware had a fall early last week. And she fell outside her home, and she ended up breaking a bone in her neck. She was taken to AMC first, and then they transported her to UVA. She had surgery this past week on her neck, and she's had a lot of stress on her heart. We were really concerned, but praise God, she is recovering, and she's regaining her strength. In fact, Billy shared with me this morning that she's starting to talk again, and I know they've had her up sitting in a chair, and so we just praise the Lord for that answered prayer. Thank each of you for continuing to pray for her and for her recovery. This is going to take some time. She was in a lot of pain, I know, the first couple days before they did the surgery with this break. And so she's been quite sedated and other things. So we're just praying now that this will be a turning point to get her back well. And we just pray for John as well. Of course, you know, Billy, he's still recovering himself from back surgery. And so this has been a lot on the family. And so they just continue to ask for your prayers. Of course, they give you all thanks for reaching out to them and praying for them as they go through this. Also, just a praise for yesterday. I know that the ladies' event that they had here, the cupcake luncheon, was just a great thing. I think they had good attendance, and it went really well. I heard a lot of good stories, and a lot of laughs were shared. I think they do a lot of laughing when they're all these ladies are together, which just means that you enjoy being together, and that's a great thing. So we just praise the Lord for that fellowship time, and just for the blessing. Thank Michelle and her group and all those that helped with it. I know there was just a lot of people here in the kitchen and working and just helping put that together, so thank each of you who helped with that and all you who participated in that as well. What a blessing that is. Okay, are there other prayer requests or praises? Yes, this morning, of course, we have on our list, we have special music. Susie was going to be singing with us this morning, although she called me this morning and said Randy was sick and that she was taking him to the doctor, and so she was just so sorry that she wasn't going to be able to be here and share that music with us. So maybe we can invite her another Sunday that she can come. We'll have to see her schedule and see if we can get her to come and share that song with us. I was looking forward to that. And so although God has provided, Everett has been willing to, he had a song laid on his heart this morning, and it just kind of worked out that we have a time slot there available, Everett, to in our program, and so we're gonna have him come forward and share with us in a little bit this song. I think we've made some copies, and we'll be handing those out to you of the words. And Everett's gonna teach us this song, so I'm looking forward to that. God just works things out, and we praise the Lord for that. Also on your prayer list, would you put Alan Landis? Alan is going to be having surgery. He's going to have a hip replacement on Tuesday. And so we need to be in prayer for him. We're going to anoint Alan here in just a little bit and just have anointing service for him for this surgery coming up. But please be in prayer for Alan, especially on Tuesday as he receives that surgery. Are there other, Pauline? Okay, Orlin Shank. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. 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 If you would be in prayer for Orlin Shank, he's been diagnosed with something with his neck going on. It's a cyst. Okay.
That's what he said.
All right. Many of you know Orlin. He drove school bus and worked at North River for many years, so North River School. So please be in prayer for Orlin, Orlin and his healing that he needs from this cyst. Other prayer requests or praises? Lee?
I have a praise.
Okay. She's doing good. Yeah, praise the Lord.
And then I have a prayer request for my sister.
Okay.
She
Okay. Okay. Sorry to hear that. We'll be praying for Pat and for her recovery from that. So sorry to hear that. Janet.
Yes. You asked Eugene if
it Yes. Isn't that a blessing?
That's a praise.
Yes, it is. It sure is. It's certainly a praise to have Jean here. And we just continue to pray for Jean and for her battle and her fight. And know God is with you, Jean. And that's exactly right. God has given you strength, and we praise the Lord for that. No. Gail?
A friend of mine, Stephanie Thompson.
Okay.
Stephanie Thompson Parker. She just lost her 25-year-old son, suicide.
Okay. So, yes. Gail, thanks for sharing that. Stephanie Parker, if you would, just be in prayer for her and her family. Her son committed suicide.
Very unexpected.
Yep. So we just pray for them, pray for healing, and thank you for sharing that, Gail.
We have a
praise. Yeah, Pauline?
We have a praise that they will come to church today.
Yes, praise the Lord. Amen.
Our granddaughter Miranda had the nurses come from Sintera.
Yep.
And trying to get Vance to exercise. So you all encourage him.
Yeah. And Vance, it's so wonderful to see you here this morning. Yep. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pauline, for sharing that. What a blessing. Other prayer requests? Anyone else? With that, let me call now on our ushers to come forward and collect our tithes and our offerings. Let's stand together in prayer. Will you bow your heads with me? Most gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we come before you this morning praising your goodness and your love and your grace and your mercy. Lord, we thank you for our families. Lord, we thank you for our mothers. Lord, each of us have a mother. And Lord, we've had others that have been motherly to us and cared for us and loved us. Lord, we thank you for each mother that, Lord, loves others with that motherly love, that cares, and Lord, has that kindness in their heart, that goodness in their heart. And Lord, we know that goodness is a reflection of your goodness. It's a reflection of your love. And Lord, for that, we thank you. Lord, We praise you always. We glorify only you and your Son Jesus. And we honor his name with all that we do. Lord, we praise him here this morning. And we worship him who has created all things. Lord, we pray for those upon our prayer list, those that are sick, those that have lost loved ones, those that have suffered tragedy in their families. Lord, we lift these families up to you right now. Lift these people up to you right now. Lord, we place them into your loving hands. And Lord, we know that you are a miracle worker. Lord, we read of your miracles and we pray that your miracles continue to happen, even in this congregation right here in Moscow, that we receive your miracle, your healing miracle. Lord, we thank you for the miracles that we witness, even the miracle of Shirley waking up this morning and being able to talk again and to share. Lord, we know that that is answered prayers. Lord, we thank you for those miracles that you continue to work in our life and in the life of this congregation. Lord, we pray for our offertory this morning, our offering. We pray you continue to bless this ministry. Lord, we're seeking to serve you, not to glorify ourselves, not to put any attention on us, but Lord, we want people to only see the cross and the salvation that you offer thereunto through your Son Jesus. Help us, Lord, as we seek to proclaim that, give us the boldness and courage we need to share that message and to this hurting and lost world today. Make us bold soldiers of the cross. Lord, we praise you now. It's in Christ Jesus' name we pray these things. Amen. You may be seated. Okay, Everett's going to come forward, and then after Everett shares with us this song, we're going to have an anointing for Alan. And so, do you have the words? Have they been passed out? Nope, here comes Titus. He's going to, hey, okay, maybe, does anyone need a Titus? I'm going to need a, you don't need them? Okay, I got one. This song has said, God said it, and I believe it.
Most of you probably know this. We have a lot of young children here, and that's they need to have the opportunity to get things in their heart. As they get older, things is going to get tougher for us old folks, too. So I'll sing it for you, and then we'll all do it together. God said it, and I believe it, and that settles it for me. God said it, and I believe it, and that settles it for me. Though some folks say that his word isn't true, I've chosen to believe it. Now how about you? God said it, and I believe it. And that settles it for me. Now we'll all do it. God said it, and I believe it, and that settles it for me. God said it, and I believe it, and that settles it for me. Though some folks say that his word isn't true, I've chosen to believe it. Now how about you? God said it, and I believe it, and that settles it for me. God said it, and I believe it, and that settles it for me. God said it, and I believe it, and that settles it for me. Though some folks say that his word isn't true, I've chosen to believe it. Now how about you? God said it, and I believe it, and that settles it for me.
Praise God. Boy, if the world would just live by this, right? Thank you so much for your willingness. You know, the Spirit just led him to print that out this morning. He didn't know that our special music wasn't going to be able to come. And isn't that something? This wasn't planned. It just worked out that way. And sometimes God works these things out. So praise the Lord for that. Thank you, Everett. And now that I know that tune, I don't think I've heard this before. So praise God. I like this. I'm going to keep singing it because it's so true. And we praise the Lord for that. Okay, I'm going to ask Alan to come forward now. He's going to have surgery on Tuesday. And I would like the deacons to come forward, as well as others that would like to come forward. Alan, I'm going to have you stand right here looking at me. And Lee, you can stand right beside him. Yeah. The church can, those who would like to come forward can just come forward. And we're going to lay hands on Alan. You know, that we do this because James chapter 5 tells us that if there are those that are sick, that are those that are in need of healing, that they're to come before the elders of the church and they're to be anointed with oil for the healing by faith. And so that's exactly what Alan's doing. This is not something crazy. This is just following Scripture. And the oil is not something special, but it represents the anointing of God upon Alan. And that's what we're praying for, the anointing of God, the healing for Alan, the strength that he's going to need as he goes through this recovery. And for Lee, too, that she stays well to take care of him. She'd been going through some things, too. Maybe I better anoint both of you. but that's what we do. We anoint and we have faith. God said it and we believe it. Amen?
Amen?
That's exactly what we said. God said it and we believe it. So, Alan, we anoint you in the name of the Father. Anoint you in the name of the Son. Anoint you in the name of the Holy Spirit. Let's pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, I just place Alan right now into your hands. And Lord, we pray this anointing upon him for this surgery that's coming up on Tuesday. Lord, we just pray that you go ahead of him in this surgery. And Lord, you prepare the doctors and nurses for that day. They'll be on their top game because, Lord, you'll have them prepared for this through your anointing. Lord, I just pray that this surgery is a success. Lord, there'll be no complications. All things will go well in accordance to thy will. And Lord, that Alan will receive the care and the treatment that he needs for this hip. Lord, we just pray your hand will be placed upon his hip that day. And that, Lord, while the doctors and the nurses, as skilled as they are, and Lord, we thank you for them, Lord, we know that the real healing will be your hand upon him. And Lord, we just pray that that healing process will start right then, but Lord, it will continue on and the days and weeks to come, and Lord, that he won't suffer for much pain, Lord, that it will be controllable, and Lord, that you'll just help him in each step of his recovery process. Lord, pray for Lee, too. Just keep her well so that she can be there for her husband and care for him and watch over him. And Lord, too, I just pray Alan continues to feel the prayers of the church around him, lifting him up and strengthening him through this. Lord, that he knows that we're here and we're continuing to shroud him in prayer. Lord, we give you praise and thanks that we can anoint like this and know that as we anoint by faith, that Lord, your healing flows forth. And Lord, that's what we ask right now upon Alan. Might you heal him. Thank you for the church coming around him as we lay hands in one accord, in agreement to these things. And Lord, we praise you. It's in Christ Jesus' name we pray these things together. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you, Alan. Yes. God bless you, Lee. God,
thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. God bless you, Alan. Okay, Our children's church and our youth Sunday school can be dismissed. And if you have your Bible, I want you to turn with me to Proverbs 31. Proverbs chapter 31. This Sunday sermon titled, The Virtues of a Godly Woman. And right here in Proverbs 31, it lays out for us these virtues that, these good things that women and ladies can be working towards and living up to. It's just a list of a virtuous woman. And I think that for today, that it's good to hear these things. You know, if you're looking in the Bible for a place of what a mother or a woman, what virtues she should live by, what should be the things that guide her life, what should be those principles that she looks to live up to in accordance to in God's Word, you would turn right here to Proverbs chapter 31. And it lays it out. And my scripture is titled as The Virtuous Woman or The Virtuous Wife. But this really, not just really to mothers today, but this I think applies to all women. I think it applies to at really any stage of life within a woman. These virtues can be applied. Any number of them could be applied to a lady's life. And so I hope that you remember what this chapter, especially if you're a lady, and that if you can are looking for discernment of what God's wanting upon you, or where He's directing you, of what things are supposed to be important, what virtues you're supposed to be living by and living up to, that you turn here to this Proverbs 31. You know, it comes at the very, I think it's the very last proverb in the book of Proverbs. And maybe they saved the best for last, the best proverb of all. And so I think it's here, it's at the end for a reason. You kind of remember the beginning and the end of something, don't you? And so I think it's no mistake that the Solomon puts this proverb here at the end of his book so that we would know and remember and that others could look to it. So mothers, I want you to, and women, I want you to pay attention to this and keep this scripture in mind. If you're a man, you think, well, this doesn't apply to me today. No, it does. It's good for us to hear these things as well. And it's good for us to better understand what God desires and seeks for in our wife, and our spouse, and the women of the church, what God desires. If there's one thing that I have learned being married, I think my anniversary is coming up. It's going to be 20 years, I believe. I sure hope that's right. Deborah's not here to correct me, so I'm right. I think it's 20 years. And we've been together longer than that, so you kind of learn some things in that time frame. And one of the things I've learned is that I don't think I'll ever fully understand my wife. She's a woman. Kenny, thank you. I thought I was out there by myself for a moment. I don't mean that in a negative way. I just mean that she's different than me. She's a woman, and I'm a man. And that means we are different. That's right. We're different. We're biologically different. We're made different. And that means that it takes a lot of work on my part to understand her and to learn her. And to learn of her beauty, her love, her goodness. It's great to celebrate our differences, isn't it? Seems like the world has forgotten how we can celebrate the differences between a man and a woman. They just want to erase that altogether as if man can call himself a woman and then all of a sudden he's got all the attributes of a woman. Absolutely not. That man obviously don't know a woman, because there's no way that I could take on the attributes or the virtues of my wife. I don't want to. She was made beautiful in that way. I want to celebrate those things. And she celebrates the differences that I have from her. We complement each other in that way as husband and wife. That's a blessed thing. It's not something that we should be ashamed of. Something that we celebrate. And so I don't claim to completely and fully understand her. That's the beauty of it. Albert Einstein said one time, "Some men spend a lifetime in an attempt to comprehend the complexities of a woman. Others," he said, "preoccupy themselves with somewhat simpler tasks, such as understanding the theory of relativity." Another person said, "Men who don't understand women fall into two groups, bachelors and husbands." That's pretty much all of them, right? Another person came and said, "What I've learned is that a woman is made to be loved, not understood." I think that's true too. Well, while we might not ever fully understand a woman, God does. God knows. He created her. And He wove her together. And He understands her intricate details. He knows her inside and out. She knows that she is an emotional being. Men, we tend to, a lot of times we move with our mind or our biceps. But my wife, she's an emotional person, and she moves a lot of times with her emotion and leads with her emotions. So what does God's Word tell us about the virtues of a woman? Well, let's look at this together. Starting here at verse 10 in Proverbs chapter 31, it says, "Who can find a virtuous wife or a virtuous woman? For her worth is far above rubies." I think the first thing we see is that a virtuous woman is really a rare finding today. Someone that's living up to the virtues of God, seeking the good things of God in her life. He's saying that it's a rare thing today. I don't believe that's a rhetorical question or a rhetorical statement or question at all. But he's straightforwardly asking the question, who can find one? Where can I find one? Well, you know where you should be able to find a virtuous woman? Within the church. You should be able to find virtuous women right in the church, because they're living up to this standard that God calls them to. They're living up to that call that is upon their life to serve God and to seek to serve God with all they do. The second is not only that she's rare, but notice there that she's also very valuable. Listen, if you are a man here today and you have a wife that has these virtues, you have something quite valuable. A virtuous wife. Notice here, her worth is far above rubies. I think the writer here thinks of the most precious, valuable thing that he could, that a person could have or own, that has beauty to it. And he says she's far more valuable than rubies or diamonds or any other rock. She's way more valuable to you and to your life than these things. I think us men, we can say amen to that, can't we? How many times have we said to ourselves, thank God for my wife or even for my husband, some of you say, the women say, you know, we need each other and we help each other. And what a blessing. Some days I don't know how I would get through my life without my wife. She helps me and she guides me and she gives me direction and discernment that I need. We complement each other in that way. What are the virtues then? And the proverb, the Solomon goes to give us here, I think, what are 10 virtues. We'll look at these real quickly together. First of all, she is a faithful bride. verses 11 and 12 here. It says, the heart of her husband safely trusts her, so he will have no lack of gain. She does him good and not evil all the days of her life. So she's a trusted companion. She's someone that her husband trusts, and he finds strength in her and safety in her. And that there's no lack of gain when it comes to that relationship. She's a virtuous woman that blesses her husband. I go through the premarital counseling with couples, and I tell them that they should be a blessing to each other, not a curse. I don't want to be a curse to Deborah, and Deborah shouldn't want to be a curse to me. We want to bless each other. We want each other's life to be blessed by that relationship we have. I want to, at the end of the day, I want to be able to say, the best part of me is you. Being able to say that to my wife. Best part of me is you. I tell couples they should be able to say that. Not only just when they're getting married, you know, the sparks and the heat is intense when you're first getting married, but if you're not careful, the candle can start to dim and the heat can turn down, and you don't want that. You want that same excitement and love, that the best part of me is you. And here is a wife that blesses her family, her husband and her family. She's a faithful partner that he can depend on. Number two, she's also industrious. Look here, she's industrious in the works with her hands, willing hands. Verse 13, she seeks wool and flax and willingly works with her hands. Look at verses 23, go a little ahead there, 23 and 24. Her husband is known at the gates when he sits among the elders of the land. She makes linen garments and sells them and supplies sashes for the merchant. She's a very industrious woman, isn't she? She's not sitting idly by, but she's working to help the family. She's doing her part in providing for the home and helping her husband. He's at the gates. Of course, when you go to the gates of the city, that's where the buying and selling and the trading happen. And so he's there. He's buying, selling, trading. He's making a living for his family. And notice, she's there as well. She's with him. And she's making these linen garments that she sells and supplies these things to the merchants. I think Solomon's really describing someone that he knows here. It's so pinpoint. But the virtues of what he's pointing out kind of apply broadly to all of us and to the women. But she's industrious. She's working. And she's helping out her family and providing as best as she can alongside her husband. They're working together, aren't they? They're working together. Not against each other, but they're working together. You know, two are stronger than one, aren't they? That's why it works so great in the church. We're together. We're stronger as a group, aren't we? We can accomplish more as a group. And we have helpers to help us. And so she's someone that is helping. She's there, and she's helping to provide. Okay, number three, she's homemaking. She's a good manager of her home. Look at verse 14. She is like a merchant ship. She brings her food from afar. And she also rises while it is yet night and provides food for her household and a portion for her maidservants. So she's a good homemaker, isn't she? Look at verse 26 and 27. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and on her tongue is the law of kindness. She watches over the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. She's a good homemaker. She's looking after her family, after her children, and she is working to care for those that are under her care. Boy, I was so thankful with this. When I read this, getting up in the middle of the night to feed her family, think of the babies when Isaac was so small. Deborah was so attentive to getting up and to feeding Isaac and to caring for him and making sure that all his needs were met. I just was so thankful for that. She was attentive to all these things, a good homemaker. And I praise the Lord for that. Stewardship, number four. She is wise steward of the gifts which God has given her. Look at verse 16. She considers a field and buys it. From her profit, she plants a vineyard. Boy, this is a pretty wise woman, isn't she? She's thinking ahead. She's not waiting for the husband to provide, but she's out doing what she can as well to make sure that she's a good steward of what she has been entrusted with. Look at verse 19 and 20 as well. She stretches out her hands to the staff, and her hand holds the spindle. And 20, she extends her hand to the poor. Yes, she reaches out her hands to the needy. Good stewardship, isn't she? She's taking care and using her resources wisely. Not just blowing her resources, but she's investing those things. Not only to help her family, but notice, she's concerned about the poor as well. That compassion that pours forth from her heart to help those that are in need. Not only is she a good steward, but notice there, number five, she also takes care of herself. She takes care of her physical, her mental, and her spiritual health. Verse 17, she girds herself with strength and strengthens her arms. And look at verse 25. Strength and honor are her clothing. She takes care of herself, doesn't she? Her mental health, her physical health, her spiritual health, these things are looked after and cared for. She's a well put together person. And because of that, Solomon sees strength in her, this strength that is a resource in which she has. And a well put together person is a very strong person and can hold you up even when you're not so strong. She's a person of service, notice there, verse 18. She perceives that her merchandise is good and her lamp does not go out by night. And so she's a servant. She serves. She serves her husband, her family. She's a helper. She's also good with her time. She spends her time on that which is good. Look at verse 21. She's not afraid of snow for her household. For all her household is clothed with scarlet. She makes tapestry for herself. Her clothing is fine linen and purple. Purple's a very expensive garment in that day. A garment only royalty would have. So she spends her time wisely. She's caring for her family. Notice there, she's not afraid of snow for her household. That means she's going about the things in the summertime to prepare, making sure that her household has all that they need so that when a hard winter comes, that their household is not afraid of the snow, not being able to get out or to have the resources that they need. She's worked and labored during the summer months to make sure that when the winter comes, that the house is okay, the family is cared for. Which is a blessing. She's good at mothering, number eight. Look at verse 28. Her children rise up and they call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praises her. Hopefully your children or those around you, your husband, will be able to praise you today and tell you that you are blessed and that they appreciate you. And that they praise you for all that you do. You deserve a day of praise, don't you? You can shake your head yes. It's okay. You work hard. And if you have these virtues, it's okay. God wants your husband to praise you. And He wants your children to praise you and honor you and bless you. And that's a good thing. This virtuous woman cares about her family. And her family sees that. They see that sacrifice that she makes. And they appreciate that. And they call her blessed because of those sacrifices that she makes. That love that she gives is such a beautiful thing that we want to honor. She's a person of beauty. She is creative and embraces true beauty and godliness. Look at verse 29. Many daughters have done well, but you excel them all. Charm is deceitful, and beauty is passing. But a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. This is a woman that cares really more about true beauty, this inner beauty, this strength that she has through her faith. Notice that this charm is deceitful, isn't it? This kind of just a fleshly beauty is deceitful. It's deceitful because it won't last, right? We all get older and that beauty fades, but there's a greater beauty that our family, husband, our children see, and those around us see. And this beauty, this strength that lies within through your faith in God, through your virtues that you've received from Him. And lastly, she's a woman of faith there. Verse 30, a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. She's a woman of faith. She's a woman that leads her home, her family, and seeks to guide the house spiritually. She seeks to be faithful, to serve and love God with all her heart, with all her mind, with all her strength. These are some really neat things, aren't they, to look at, to guide you, ladies, and to encourage you of what God says when He looks at you, what he desires, what He wants. These virtues, He wants you to be living these things out and praising Him through your life dedicated in these services. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank You for this list of virtues. Lord, we thank You again for each of our ladies that are here. These women are important to their families, to their children, to this church. All women that are here have an important role to play. They have within them gifts that us men do not have. We don't seek to have these gifts. We're different in that way. And Lord, we need these women in this congregation. They offer this congregation, this body, something that is special. And we celebrate that, these virtues that they bring to this congregation. Lord, we celebrate these ladies here today. We thank You for each one of them. We pray a blessing upon their work, for the strength in their bodies, Lord, on their minds, their spiritual strength as well. Lord, we just pray they continue to be strong and continue to serve this church and the families that You've called them to, serve their husbands, Lord. Lord, we just give You thanks and praise for each one of these ladies today. Lord, I just pray a special blessing upon all the women that are here today. Bless them, Lord, I pray. Bless them. It's in Christ Jesus' name we pray these things. Amen. Okay, we're going to gather now in our closing hymn. And it is page 548, Beyond the Sunset. Maybe this was a beloved hymn of your mother. Maybe this is a hymn that will remind you of her. Many of our mothers have went on to be with the Lord, and we praise the Lord for that, and we remember and honor them today as well. And so we even do that with this song. Let us stand together and sing. Page 548. Beyond the sunset, yeah. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Gracious Heavenly Father, we will one day be together again with all our loved ones and our mothers that are there. Lord, we look forward to that glorious day, that great reunion in the sky when we will know no more death, nor pain, nor sorrow. Our tears will be wiped away and we'll be together with forever with our loved ones there who have died in faith, who have given their life to Christ. Together forever. Lord, thank you again for all our mothers, even those that have passed on and are now there in glory awaiting our arrival. Lord, thank you so much for each one. We praise you, Lord. We give you thanks. It's in Christ Jesus' name we pray these things. Amen.